Blog Talk Radio.
To you, Mother Bass, I want to tell you and your daughters that he want the daughters, your husband want the daughters to know they're doing a good job. I'm going to play a little bit on Sunday on YouTube. I'm going to play a couple of bars of that. This is what we did on YouTube. Can we play some? That's what we did on YouTube Sunday. You can go to YouTube and Google Bishop Turner, and you'll get that, what we did on YouTube. I want to say to you tonight, this is called my ancestors. I say, our ancestors tonight, we cross over. Now, what I'm saying, I thank you, Dr. Christian, for coming on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Sister Duke, I see that you're on tonight. You know, I want to say this last night, Dr. Christian, lots of people was on last night. They said they didn't know nothing about Bishop Tutu. And I want to let you know, he was a Dr. Martin Luther King in South Africa, and the people was going through. But I'm not going to hold that responsible that a lot of people didn't understand who Bishop Tutu was. They called me to Bishop. We don't know that man. We never heard of him. Well, sometimes, okay, you have to listen to what's going on. Now, I want to tell you tonight, as we cross over tonight with your ancestors. Now, I'm telling you, I've been taking teas and herbs. You got to stay with them teas. There's a hyssop root, ginseng root, sage. You got to stay with them herbs to keep yourself up. I know what I'm saying? Because we got a lot going on in the elements. At the night, as we talk about crossing over with ancestors, I say. Now, remind me when Ezekiel was in the Valley of the Dry Bones. Okay? Ezekiel was there in the Valley of the Dry Bones, and the Lord asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? And they was bones. They was like, you know, bones. But, you know, what we're doing, we cross with the ancestors. I feel a loss of cosmic energy out here. I feel a loss of people. I'm seeing somebody with an accident now. I'm seeing a people in the hospital with somebody. And I'm just picking up. There's so much in the astro tonight. And all is a loss of death. Abaddon, this is the end of the month, and the end of going into a new year coming up. You have to stay put. God know what he's doing. A lot of people can't get out. You know, it might be saving your life. You know what I'm talking about. So tonight, as I pray for you tonight, cross over answers. Now, tonight, I'm going to ask some of you, I'm going to get some of your prophecy. I got my book, Prophecy for 2022. Then I got my other book, Dr. Christian, The Miracles of Jesus. You know, I wrote that book, The Miracles of Jesus. And I think you need to know that. Now, understand that. As we go into the first day of winter, we have snow here in Chicago, snow in Detroit, snow in Minnesota. I think it was 11 degrees in Minnesota. And in Arkansas, it was 69 degrees. And it was 70-something down in New Orleans. I was asked, and it was 51 in Los Angeles. It was raining. You know, then in Atlanta, I think it was 60-something in Atlanta. I was just asking all across the land what was the weather at. But one thing we can agree, all of them got is COVID-19. They all caught up with this virus. Kids They got more kids in the hospital now than ever before. And I want to say this, is that, you know, stay off of the cruises, people. Got a little money, you want to go cruise, you got a little extra money, you want to go cruise, stay at home. A whole cruise ship went out, and they all tested, getting on. When they come back, everybody on the cruise ship had to buy it. And Miami said, you can't light him. And they was in Mexico. They told the ship in Mexico, y'all stay docked. Don't let them off. See? So all y'all people want to go on the cruise, we'll stay off them ships because the ventilation ain't good. And it just, I might not be good in the planes neither. Now, I won't say this him. I say. Now, they get on the plane. They've been wearing a mask all along. They get on the plane want to fight because you're wearing a mask. And you got that big mask on, that big ugly mask, so that should be enough. But you put them other masks on and fighting. One was fighting on the plane. See, that's what happened. Now, tonight, I'm praying for you, for some doors to open up. And as the doors open up, I'm praying for things to open up. I say our ancestors tonight, we ring the bell. Now, what I'm doing, I'm gonna give you some scriptures to read, or you might know. And I'm going to give you a little light message. This is the last, and on New Year, we'll be doing it live right here in the studio. So you ain't got to go out of your house. All you got to do is get your coffee, sit down, and listen to the old year, the new year up. I say, get the new year and old year up. And you start, you'll be listening before you had to go outside to have the chair busted to get shot. And they got all these guns out here, and they just shooting. All over, not just in Chicago, all over Atlanta, Ohio, all over. They doing the shooting, and that's what's happening. That's some of the stuff that's going on. That's what happened, see. And that's the stuff that's going on. You better keep that going. So this is some of the stuff that's happening right now. Get ready. Because the yoke will be broke. Get ready for some doors to be opened up. Let me clear this in. We're going to get ready now. If you got somebody in the spirit world, put your hand. I see one hand up already. And I'm going to tell you about that. Before I go, since your hand up, I'm going to tell you what's going on. Put your hand up, Beth, about what's going on with your hand up. I'm going to tell you, but I'm going to place something for your hand up. Lady, let us in.
Unto death, God, I will give you a crown of life. He did not say, you understand, be thou faithful until death. And I don't know the reason why, but for some reason we falsely use that verse, and for some reason we somehow misquote that valuable verse in our Bible. My God, because it does not say, be thou faithful until death. My God, but rather it says, be thou faithful unto death. And there is a difference in the word until and the word unto. Oh, Lord. And that word until means to the point. But the word unto means beyond the point. Oh, Lord. And until means it's limited. But unto means it's beyond all bounds and beyond all limits. Oh, Lord. And if I think about this church, and how about the Franklin Baptist Church from a mighty long way? Oh, Lord, yeah, and ever this show that that word too many until members instead of unto members. Oh, Lord. And Reverend Franklin, I'm with you until I disagree with you. Oh, Lord. And Dr. Franklin, I'm with you until you hurt my feelings. Oh, Lord.
We were talking about Crossroads Ancestor. He was saying that death is a part of living, and living is part of death. And you get ready for some things to open up. Get ready for some things to work out. Things will work out when you quick, fast, and in a hurry, so you get ready. Now, what I want to say tonight, Sister Judy, I see where you got your hands up, and you had already told me what was happening. I want to tell you that I just feel that your family have already know that's in the spirit world that you know what happened. So I just want you to stay focused and read Psalm 72. That would be a blessing for you. I'm praying for going into next year. We're talking about divine healing next year. So get ready for divine healing in 2022. You know, lots of things going to be happening that's going on in 2022. Now, I was telling Brother Michael down in Monroe, Bishop Michael, I was telling him down in Monroe, he got to step up his act and get serious because so much going on. In 22 and 23 and 24, you're going to see things you've never seen before. And you want to stay around in the land of living. I say. My grandma used to tell me that the living don't know what the dead doing, but the dead know what the living doing. But now, I want to tell you, come to give you a breakthrough. Come to open up a door for you as it open up. The miracles of Jesus. See, when Jesus went to the mountain, he fed 5,000, maybe 10,000 more. But before he did that, after he got through praying for them and healing them, next thing he fed them. After he got through prophesying and healing, he fed them. Fed over 5,000, maybe a little more than that. But I'm going to let you know, tonight, this is the last month in the year. So we're going into 2022. And you got to stay spiritually woke to what's going on. I say. Now, if you got a need tonight, you can go to my website and plant a seed, the seed of Abraham website.com. Then, on New Year night Eve, we're going to be here. And you want to write a letter or text a letter where we can rewrite and put it on the altar, we'll do that for deliverance and breakthrough. And for you to be debt-free in 2022, let me say it again. When I say debt-free, scare you. Because, you know, you go to the mall spirit there. I'm praying for you to be debt-free, that you owe no man, no woman, no nothing. You can be the lender, not the borrower. Hello, somebody. And God will do that if you focus your energy on that. God will do that for you. As we talk over tonight, I want to tell you, Sister Shirley, you called me, I want to tell you. You said, Bishop, how is my mother doing? No, your mother said, how are you doing? And she doing what she's supposed to do. Thank you, Country. Sister Regina Ann came to me this evening and told Ann come to me. Come and tell you, write your book. Be real quiet because things are going to open up for you. She told me to tell you, the desires of your heart. And I don't know, when she came, another young man came in the spirit. He gave me his name, and he said, I want her to know that I'm looking at her, but I'm doing something. I got a lot going on in my family right now. I don't know if it's John, or he came, and he said he got some death. Some people trying to cross over in his family, and ain't time for them to cross over. I say. Let me tell you something. A lot of people is influenced by demonic spirits. And I want to tell Pearl, oh, Pearl's on tonight. His demonic spirit, kind of like if Pearl ain't on, man, you have to watch your head on. You think? See, that's where I've been in the snow all day. It was snowing him. Now there's no shelter, no salt. It's all gone now. But this is one of the times this was supposed to happen in December in the Midwest. Snow, rain, snow, sleet. That's all that happening. I'm looking now. Some of you need to, just the last month in the year, and I don't believe in making no resolution. I believe in you just tell God what you're going to do and do it, and you pray about it, and God will heal your body, wherever you might be. God is great. Now, you want to cross over with somebody, because I feel the planet, there's a lot of negativity out there in the astral world now. And I can feel people coming through, and they got information, and I just have to cut them off. They be coming, telling me what's happening with Harry, what happened with somebody else, what about that plane crash, what about the car crash, what about the shooting. There's so much going on across the world in God. Well, God might bless you. We're talking about divine healing for 2022. And I got God's financial covenant book for you. And I want you to get that financial covenant book for it to work for you. It's going to work quick, fast, and hurt. And once you get it, it's where it works. Okay? And once it works for you, you ain't got to worry. It won't open the door for you. God bless you tonight. Every letter, every telephone call. You can write me a post office box 28-9097 Chicago, Illinois, 60628. And you need to get a letter to me. Let me pray with these letters I already got. God, right now, we pray with these letters that already snuck. Because God, we ask you to. What are all on these letters? Them that's seeding. God bless them right now. Those that sunk right now. Those that wrote on the letter, whatever they ask. I say, we invite the angels and the ancestors to come and touch them in Jesus' name. Amen. Now that we got that out of the way. We're going to be doing love. We're going to preach the old year out, new year in. We're going to prophesy the old year out and prophesy the new year in. Thank you. And we're going to be doing that. Free Jeff Ford, free Larry Hoover, free all the boys, political prisoners, wherever they might be, in Africa or whatever. We just lost Bishop Tutu, Archbishop Tutu. I think they're going to have his funeral Saturday. We're praying. We're going to do a ceremony. And he comes through as Bishop Tutu. Some people don't know him. He was the Dr. Martin King of South Africa. And we're doing that. But tonight I want you to get ready for God to speak to you. I say. 8138, I want you to read Psalm 33:15. There's a message in that for you. Get ready. And 53:50, Psalms 21:56. Get ready for God bless you. Some people wait till something happens before they go to church. They wait till something happens before they call on God. You got to understand you're God. You got to understand God's going to give you what you need, when you need it. God, if the door closed, God will open up for you and get to you quick, fast, and in a hurry, okay? So what I'm saying tonight, okay, I hope you got the Bible together that you can read. Dr. Christian, amen. Thank you, Chance. You on?
Yes.
Will you read that? Well, it's St. Luke 7:11.
Chapter 7, verse 11-17.
Yeah, read that.
And it came to pass the day after that, he went into the city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow.
Stop right there. This was the only son that the mother had. and he was dead. Graveyard that they finna camp to the cemetery. I want you to know, some of you have dead spirits. You have spirit of doubt. Spirit that you can't make it. Spirit that you're going to stay sick. God didn't put you here to be sick. He put you here to be well. Sometimes you're going through some changes, but you got to man up and woman up and say, hey, I can beat this. All the pills in the drugstore ain't going to help you that you help yourself. I wish I had somebody. Some of you, I'm too old. I got a monkey on my back. You know, the drug addict, so he can't stop using drugs. The drunk, so he can't stop drinking. But what they was doing before they was on the drug, before they was drinking. Then one lady said, I'm too fat. I'm too skinny. God made you like he wants you. If you're fat and you're greedy, you're going to get fat. See, you got to understand, my grandma used to tell me, fine, I'm skinny, I'm fine. I'm tall, I'm fine, I'm short, I'm fine. I'm just fine. You got to know that you're fine. Read on.
And and was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, weep not. And he came and touched the bearer, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen among us, and that God has visited the people. And this woman of him went forth.
Let me tell you what the Holy Ghost do. The boy was on the way to the cemetery, and Jesus passed by and seen a woman weeping, and Jesus touched the boy. The boy got up and went back home. Prayer changes things. Now, the first record I played, the first record I played was the one where Michael Jackson, all of them were singing, and they were singing a song, and they were singing about we the people of the world, and whatever God got for you, he'll get to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. That's what he'll do. And that's what God will do. So what I'm saying to you tonight, get ready for a breakthrough. Get ready for God to do something special for you and get ready for the door to open up. This woman, I gave up. And she was saying, well, I'm sending him off to the cemetery. But what happened, I say, what happened, he met Jesus. And, you know, there's a lot of people. They talk in tongue and they shout, but they ain't righteous. A much right man need a much right woman. Anointed woman can talk to God. Anointed man can talk to God. God ain't worried about you talking in tongue, shouting. He wants you to be righteous. A righteous man, a righteous woman, with all that the evil man got is stored up for the righteous. I say. It's the energy coming through that it's going to be a war in the Middle East. I just keep hearing that energy. And as we sit here tonight, I don't know what I see. I see people jumping out of a window. It's like a house on fire, a building. And it might be in Chicago, New York, somewhere. But I see people jumping out. And I want you to put it down, doctor. They're jumping out the window trying to get saved. It's a big fire. I don't know why I see something like a big explosion. It's going to happen for this year. And I see a plane called for this year out. And it's going to hit the headline, and you're going to see it because it's going to be in the headline. And when you see it in the headline, that's what you're going to see. It's going to be in the headline. That's what it is in the headline. You see it in the headline. That's what you're going to do. And it's going to open up some doors. I say. But to God, look up in them open doors quick, fast, and in urge to get ready for a miracle breakthrough as God opens up the door for you. Like the record says, I'm going to let that death
speak unto death. God, I will give you a crown of.
You don't talk about you're going to die. You live. God is the author and the physical life. He has an omega to begin and the end. And once you understand that, God will open up the door for you. When God opens the door, he's going to open things up for you. When you get ready for God to bless you and open the door for you, read, Dr. Christian.
And just one second. And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea and throughout all the regions round about.
Telling the story. Telling what God, the prophet, among us to raise up them from the dead. Now, I'm going to say that. Now, Dr. John, I'm going to prophesy to you. There's an Indian lady around you. Thank you. She's in the spirit world. She's been in the spirit world a long time. She's on a white horse. She's Native American, and I can see her on the mountain. And she's on this mountain looking down in the water. When they're on the mountain looking for the water, that means she's over lots of people. Okay? I'm just seeing her more and more coming to your spirit in order to guide you to another level. And the spirit of your great-great ancestors that was in the spirit realm is coming to you to give you knowledge and wisdom how to help women. Thank you, Jennifer. Now, they didn't give me no scripture for you to read, but I would like for you to read Psalms 119, read it to the east, west, and up all the way around, and make your pledge for what you want, I say, to call your ancestors. Because this is crossing over the ancestors tonight. I believe the ancestors tonight is looking down on us, trying to wonder how we're going to conduct ourselves and how we've been here so long, but we still ain't accomplished what we should accomplish. Other people from other races have come to America, got rich, and went back home. We are here, didn't get reparations, and the ancestors look and say, what's wrong? How come we always make the wrong decision? We shouldn't have to ask the president for reparations. That should have been one of his agenda. I want black to have reparations because they didn't get it. Okay. This is a thing that some of our black leaders feel we don't need no reparations. We all right. We're not. Until we get what our ancestors worked for. See, when you try to compete with white folks, you can't. Because their mom and daddy was rich. Their mom and daddy left them with something. Your mom and daddy ain't left you nothing because they ain't had nothing. I say. Okay. I'm going to leave that alone. I want to go to St. John, chapter 11, verse 1, go through 14, read that. And Sister Millie. Yeah, got it.
St. John, chapter 11.
Yes, St. John, chapter 11, verse 1 through 14. Martha and Mary said, Jesus, if you hadn't been here, our brother wouldn't have died. Okay. But when Jesus called him back, Gabriel had to go get him. Gabriel is the angel over death. You can't get by him. And Michael. Him and Michael control that. Michael is the warrior. Can't get by that. Read on.
Okay, we're at St. John chapter 11, verse 1 through 14. It says, now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointments and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister said unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, and that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that, saying to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. His disciples said unto him, Master.
Now, let me tell a story. See, Jesus was off on a revival somewhere. And they said, Jesus, come on, because Lazarus is dead. Jesus didn't get there until 3 days later. They had wrapped him up and put him in the graveyard. And they said, Jesus, if you had been here, they know the power and the anointing of Jesus. If you had been here, he wouldn't have died. Jesus, he's just only sleeping. Show me where he at. And he went to the cemetery and the tomb and said, Lazarus, come forth. Now, when he said, Lazarus, come forth, that means he was bringing him back from where he was at. And I want to tell you, your ancestors can come forth, I say, and they can help you. I want to let you know that. Some of you have been programmed that when the dead, they done. That they done told you, but that's a lie. The spirit of your ancestor always around you, your mama, your grandma, and anybody in your family tree, they're in the spirit, they're around you. And you got to know how to get them to do what you want to do. You ain't asking nothing, so they ain't doing nothing for you. You have to ask them, and then they know what to do for you. When you ask them, they'll open up a W. I say, now, if anybody that's listening tonight, thank you, Kadri. I got a couple of texts here. They asked me about their family members, some part of your family members. But I want you to get ready for a blessing. See, Dr., you got any questions you want to ask?
No. What is the financial future looking like for 2020 in America?
2022, in America. We're going to have, up in the Midwest, we're going to have a couple of blizzards. We already have one in Minnesota. We're going to have one in Illinois, one in Michigan, one in Indiana, in the Midwest. And down south, Arkansas, Mississippi, we're going to have an ice storm. It's going to break some phone lines, all of that. And right now, I'm picking up, the answer to me about a train crash. The train, I don't know, run up track, something about a train I'm picking up. Then I'm picking up something about a plane that's coming in. It's going to land, but it might have to land on its belly. These are something going to happen. Okay. And going into 2022, that's when this virus is going to break up, about the last of 2022. And these people have to let go and let God. And see, if you don't care how you shout and talk your tongue, don't mean nothing. If you're not righteous, that means you got a good heart. You mean to help somebody. And then you got to get them people away from you that don't want nothing and want to see you down because they got a problem. And I want to say this. Next year, people going to identify with spaceships. People coming, they're going to see it in the Midwest. And they're going to see it in other places, too. UFOs. Not only see them, they're going to see people. They're going to see some of the people. And they're going to look like us, but they ain't us. They're going to take on the image of you, a black folk, a white folk. You can do something about that man, something about that woman. They look like human, but they don't act like human. See, that's going to happen. There's many things going to be happening in 2022, so you get a hold of it. And I want to tell you, Sister Cook, the call. Sister Cook, I want to tell you, your mother and father left the land for you, not nobody else. And if you look real good in your daddy's draw, you'll find the will. It's right behind the dresser draw, is what they told me, for you to look. When you get it, call me, let me know you got it. I say. That's happening with that. Now, going to this virus thing, Mother Francis said, fix some gumbo. Louisiana gumbo, he didn't knock it out. That's what she told me. I don't know about up here can fix no Louisiana gumbo. But I want you to get some sage, get some ginseng root, some hyssop, and get that for your stain. Now, all you get you some corn whiskey, peppermint and heat it, and drink it. Grandma used to do that, and it beat any kind of thing. You sweat it out. She would say, drink this one, sweat it out. And that's what I'm saying to you, that's what you need to do in order to get rid of all this infection and stuff that's in the element. I say, the ancestors said that. As we overcome, we cross over, we're going to find a lot of things our ancestors is speaking to us, telling us what we need to do, and we need to get on top of it and do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. And once we do it in the hurry, we're going to break some yolks down. And I think that's what needs to be done. Yeah. If you want all the stuff out of you and away from you. Now, anybody got anything as I get ready going into next year? Anybody want to know how next year going to be? Next year is going to be a lot of confusion going on, a lot of infighting. When I say infight, that means there's a lot going on that you ain't got nothing to do with, but a lot of stuff going to be revealed that we're going to find out a lot of people that are pushing this virus situation and people getting rich and other people dying. You wonder why. Now, we done took the shot in the booth. I'm going to prophesy this. There will be another booster. You can tuck the shot and a booster. There's another booster probably before this month out or going into next year. They got another booster for you. Okay? So that means two boosters and two shots. Okay? Do it, take all that. But hear what I'm saying. Pray about it, ask God about it. Take the shot, take the booster. But you got to know what else you need to do. Now, here's some people took the booster and the shot, they're still sick. One lady told me, called me, said, bitch, I took the booster and the shot, and I'm still sick. I said, go to your herbs. I told her some herbs to get, took some herbs this morning, this evening. She said, you're feeling much better. Chemicals that they make, you got to move from that and go to natural. Go to the herbs. Go to the God. Start eating them turnip greens, them collard greens. Start eating them some rutabaga, sweet potatoes. You got to change the scenario. You put that meat down. You eat too much of meat. Start eating some vegetables. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, and Revelation 22, verse 1, 2, and 3, where God showed them a pure river. And showed them a tree for the healing, the leaves of the tree, and the leaves of the earth for the healing of the nation. So what that scripture is telling us for next year, you need to change your diet. You ain't go to, I'm going to weight loss. You need to change what you eat and change what you've been eating and let God heal and get you a garden. Go rent you some land. If you ain't got no land, I'll put it in your backyard. Some tomatoes, greens right there, and you can fertilize. You know that it ain't no chemical because you're raising it yourself. All it takes water and seed, that's all. Every one of you should have something in the garden. That's what you need to do. The thing to work out for you. And things will work out good Now, I want to, 38, your hands up. Your line is open. 81, 38, your hands is up. Your line is open.
You hear me?
Now, what you say?
I didn't say nothing. I was just listening.
Oh, because your hand was up. I thought you had something. You want to ask anything?
No, but if you want to tell me something, I accept it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you this, him, that next year, it's time for you to make a move to the next level. Psalms 11 and Psalm 14, read that. This is what I want to say to you. Your mother came, but she didn't send us, just stood up and looked. And this is what she said. Don't you go to this certain house. Leave that alone. And she pointed at the house. I ain't got to tell you what house it is, you know. She said, don't go there because a lot's going on now that you don't know about. Okay? You understand that? Okay. I want you to know that. A lot's going on. So you stuff be going on you don't know about. Sometimes you have to leave it alone. Okay. Brother George, I see you on the line. You want to know, will you complete your treatment? You want to know, do you want to move back to Alabama or you want to go to Los Angeles, okay? Okay. Now, when I feel the energy of your mother and father, stop driving too fast, slow down, and don't give up the land you got in Alabama, okay? And don't give it up. Keep it. If you want to finish your career up in Los Angeles, you can do that. But they don't want you to get rid of the family property, I say. Mary Scott, I'm praying for you. Mary Ridley, I'm praying for you down in Natchez, Mississippi. I want to tell you there's no secret what God can't do. God can heal and fix the door. 53, 51. You got something to say? Okay, I ain't got your line. Oh, no way. See, that was over there. Now, Dr. Rick, you got anything you want to say before I go to music?
I just wanted to, what do you think about the financial business of the U.S. Do you think with COVID is going to get better, or it's going to get worse?
Republicans gonna fight Biden because Biden trying to get some money to people of color and poor people, and the white folks gonna come to get it. But the way the Republicans fighting Biden, but your individual money, people individual money gonna be much better. When they begin to get, and see, the government got to give another stimulus out. These people suffering. These people at home, got no, ain't no job. It's jobs, but they sick and can't go. So I just pick up that Obama gave a stimulus out, and Trump gave a stimulus out, and Biden got to give a stimulus to these people going into the winter. These people need a stimulus, you know, and he's trying to get them people back to work. You can't get back to work when you're sick. You know, and this is what they're trying to do. Big business trying to run him and tell him to go back to work. They can't go back to work when you've been for 14 days. Sometime in 3 days, if you ain't healed in 3 days, you know, the hospital is full and it's full of children. That's all over the world. So that's going on. So we're under a demonic curse. And how you come out of it is by prayer, I say. And critique what you're doing. If you're smoking, you're drinking, leave that alone. Go back to the root. Go back to the Almighty. Go back to God for things to bless. And I think that's what people got to do. Go back. And our eyes got to be opened up.
Open eyes that we may see Thank you.
came to me and told me to tell you things will be all right. And even my leak coming around you. And they said they want you to rest because you stretch out. And for 3 days, you need to just rest and leave things alone. I said, all is well. And once you regain your energy, the building, the house, you got that. Therefore, and the other building, the finance going to be for that. The two of them, they said. And I don't know why. I see your mother standing there. Then you're going to be all right. But she worried about your health. So it's important to be healthy. You can gain all the world stuff, but you can't handle it. So your health is very important. So they want to save your health. They want you to go with your health, and that will break the yoke. And
open eyes that we may compassion, and please hear us.